Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful. You're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, you guys. You know, like, sometimes you need a week off.
Can you believe it? That was 116, I want to say, weeks in. And we said, you know what? We've been traveling. We've been doing too much. We simply
need a break.
Need a little smidge of a break.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we did.
So we did.
And we're back. And we're back. And I feel, like, rejuvenated, personally.
I mean, I'm ready to run a marathon.
I just ran one.
Wow. We're also in person, which is a treat.
Oh, yeah, we are in person, which is really nice.
It is very nice.
You know?
I know. I feel like the last couple of months have been, I mean, usually I clock many hours in your apartment, and it hasn't been that way for a couple months, you know?
Yeah.
Between busyness and traveling.
Yeah, traveling for sure. And, like, is it busyness? God, it's really hard to ever think of myself as busy. Yeah.
Well, you only see what you're not doing.
Yeah, that's true.
You never think about what you are.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I'm not.
Ever.
Don't. Never. Thank you. As soon as we all come to terms with that, then we'll be better off.
I think so.
Thank you. I do have an update.
Of course.
I did see Mr. 610 again.
I love that.
Yes. So as a brief recap, this was a field meetup.
Yeah.
I was mainly excited because he was 6'10". Let's be honest.
And let's be real.
But I felt literally nothing when I was with him.
Right.
So it was, you know, I proceeded with the act of sexual relations.
Right.
Because I kept waiting for myself to wake up and I didn't before. But I wasn't like...
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. I just felt so disconnected. So he had continued to reach out.
Yeah.
You know, you can't blame him.
No. Once you get a taste.
I mean, really. Yeah. And so then after my travels, he was like, I also have something I want your help with. And I was like, well, to be needed.
Is it your penis? Know,
I love that. So,
and it wasn't related to that, which is nice.
It was very nice. So he wanted help with like ideas for this thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, sure. So we met up, and it was at that point, like, again, it was a field meetup initially. So it wasn't the excitement of, is this a cute date, whatever. Yeah. So like, it's a relaxed thing already, because it's like, I'm not trying to impress, and I'm not like seeing how everything you say could mean something in our future. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like,
yes.
It's just meeting up. And then because he wanted to like workshop ideas, essentially, that sounds horrible, but that's essentially like chat through creative thinking, which I haven't done in a while, and it felt lovely. It had nothing to do with me physically, which is also another
mentally
thing, which is lovely for me.
And I'll say this: if you can like bounce ideas off each other, like have
that's a nice thing. It's a fun thing,
you know, because you'll notice like sometimes people are like, let's bounce ideas, and then they're like, no, and you're like, ooh, I'm like hitting a wall with
or
you.
Like it does, or they say something that's so different, like wait,
that you don't know how to yes and, you're just like,
absolutely,
well, if we kill the grandma immediately, I think the, you know,
we don't have a story.
Yeah, where you're just like, okay, I hear you, I see you, but
exactly. And I also how they accept something that could be taken as criticism,
right,
because he had made a couple suggestions at one point, and I was like, well, we don't want to do that because then that means this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that's fair.
See,
and
I was like, good. Nice.
So that he was respectful and asking questions,
and I appreciate that.
So so anyway, we met up and we first just like gabbed, and then got into the creative nitty-gritty, and it went well. I felt heard. It wasn't, he was receiving information.
He received it.
And then he made suggestions that made sense to me. You know, like it did flow well. So I was feeling good about myself in general.
Yes.
And again, my worth wasn't about
Yes.
How I looked or whether he wanted to have sex with me. Correct. Which is always a challenge.
Yeah.
So, but I was, you know, going into it, it was like, well, I feel inevitably we'll hook up afterwards. Yeah. Like, and we met at the same bar.
Yeah.
Close to my apartment, because I also was like, if you're asking me a favor,
yeah,
you come here. So, well,
and some would say always come here.
Well, I know you would say that, but, but
love to travel.
Also, I'm not going to, he lives in the Bronx, so that's never happening.
Well, yeah, I don't know why you're even putting it on the table.
No, but I mean, like a different bar or a different whatever.
Oh, a different bar. I mean? Okay.
But yeah. I was like, same exact bar, literally a block away from my home.
Yeah.
So I, going into it, I was like, well, let's just see how you feel, because maybe you felt disconnected before, but maybe it was just that you're not attracted, you know, but I was let's see.
Okay.
So it kind of went back and forth a little bit in the time that we were visiting.
Yeah.
It also helped that there was some alcohol.
Yeah. Well, that's always the truth.
That helps. And then, so by the end of like when we had wrapped up the creative part of it, it was kind of like, all right, let's go. Like, it was assumed we're going. We're quote unquote hanging out, as the
kids
call it. Maybe
you've heard of it. Yeah.
And so I was attracted, but it wasn't like excitement.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, yeah, I could make out with him again, you know, and like see. So once we got home, it was very much, again, it's so funny to me. It was similar to the old boxer, where it was like our third time we hung out, it was like we had been married for years.
Yeah.
It was just like we come in and he does this, I do this, and then we get, you know, it's like, how is this a routine already?
Yeah.
But anyway, so we sit down and then we start making out, which the kissing was felt a little, it ignited a little more in me than it did.
I like that.
The first time. So thank you very much. But then the highlight, what really got my engines going.
I hear you. Rev, vroom, vroom.
I said, we were on the couch and I said, you know, shall we move? And then we kind of, he grabbed me like in a positive way.
No, that felt positive.
Right. Like as we stood up, which it takes a lot for both of our bodies to get up.
Absolutely.
It's like a So we both got up and then he kind of grabbed me and we started kissing standing up.
Of course.
Which, whatever, that seems like no big deal. But I never kiss someone standing up.
Yeah.
Like that just rarely happens because I, unlike you, do not stand in the street and make out with
someone.
Which
is the best.
I know. But I also, height is very apparent to me when I'm making out.
I hear you. I see you.
And I have never made out with someone who's a full 8-9 inches taller than me.
What a treat.
And that was fun.
Oh, God.
So
that's sometimes when I can tell if they're actually taller than me is when we make out.
When they always
are
taller than you.
Yeah, but that's sometimes when I can tell.
When your neck has to go a certain way.
Yeah. Or when my arms go, it's like arms go up.
My arms have never been up. And it was crazy how I immediately like swung my arms around his neck.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel so little. It was wonderful. And for him, I assume how many 6'1" ladies, you know?
Normally,
so, like,
I'm sure he can't even.
I know that's got to hurt a back.
You know, got to hurt a back. You got to think about the neck and back health here.
You really do.
Yeah.
I'm nothing if
not. No, but that's a turn on. How could it not be?
So it just made me feel.
So guess what? I think that standing up, like,
that was great.
I love that.
And he also love a little slipping into the pant with the hand.
Sure.
And so for him to do to me, not me to do to him, because that's always.
As soon as you open that pant door, you never get to close it.
No, I was like, I'm not initiating that.
Never.
But so he did that while we were standing, which was also felt really good. Yeah. And then maybe it was just the timing of the last time we saw each other, but I felt like his oral was a lot better.
Great.
And I don't know if it was, again, it might have been the timing, might have, whatever.
You're maybe more present.
More present. Yeah. So it all was better.
It was all better.
I had lots of fun.
You see.
Look at that. Look at that.
Look at that.
I articulated more in the moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we had, we laughed about things. We had a
we
good
cried
time.
About
we
things.
Cried about things. You know, we made a scrapbook. It was fun.
I love that. It was fun.
Good. It was fun. And it was, and the best part about it is similar to the first time we hooked up. It was like, all right, bye. Like immediately, which I liked.
Well,
because
you spent a lot of time before.
For hours already.
I think also if you get the before time,
yeah,
you don't necessarily, I mean,
you don't
now
need that.
I am a cuddler. So I do sometimes personally like a little cuddle.
I think it depends on who it
the
is
person. I'm sure that's
right?
true. Yeah, because some people are bad cuddlers and you can tell they just want to go. You're like, forget it.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah, so you know? I mean I almost immediately got up and like went to the bathroom and then he immediately started moving a little bit so it didn't
we
it was
were
like
moving.
All right, we're done.
We were moving, we were grooving.
Yeah,
sometimes you gotta,
if it's someone that I like, I think I want to be there with them for a minute. But we were obviously, it was transactional in a good way, you know what I mean? All right, we're doing this and that was fun. All right,
what time was it?
It was not past, it was like 9 something, but we met at like 5 something.
Oh, like, and also like
had been at the bar for over 2 hours, I'd
a
say
a good time.
Yeah So it was so early, so I love like leave so I can then, because also I hadn't eaten really, so
that's the truth. A lot of times I think no one's eaten.
That's a lot of the problem with meeting up early.
Yeah, that is the problem.
You miss your dinner window,
and when dinner is gone, is there's nothing in the belly.
Bye bye.
Nobody
likes
that.
Well, and I could have ordered there, but then it was like we were on a roll. With
no,
the
and then also you don't want to eat right before.
No,
and that's what's funny is nobody wants to eat right before.
No,
or at least you want to eat light, real light,
very light,
like
but
the
like
lightest,
the lightest. But then you don't want too much roughage, you know, because
it's
then
very
you don't know
tricky,
what's going to happen.
And that's the question. The answer normally is I just won't eat.
I won't. Thank you.
I'm not going to eat that much. Or
no,
like, I don't
you.
Know. That's hard to.
I know. And it wasn't like, I mean, it would be like bar food. But we, again, went to the same bar where we
chips
were
and guac.
We could have done chips and guac, but he is allergic to avocado.
Well, he doesn't like avocado. Oh, he's allergic.
Supposedly allergic. Supposedly. So then I was like, well, I'm certainly not going to order that.
No, I don't want to offend him.
No, or cause kill an allergic him. Reaction. I don't know the severity.
Kill him.
Of
oh, my God. You could kill him.
Said allergy.
Nobody
so,
knows.
Anyhow, I'm happy to say. Now, will I see him again? I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah.
I said earlier when I was giving you a brief synopsis, I was like, I had a good time and he just happened to be there. And I think, like, granted, he has, you know, like I said, I felt there was difference or improvement in the, from the first time.
Yeah.
So his technique hit the right spot.
Right.
But I don't think it's like our chemistry or, you know what I mean? Like it is, it was purely a physical thing. So I'm okay if like, whatever, if I zoom in or not.
Yeah. Which is
the point of field.
Yeah. Right. And good in the way that it's like, I mean, who knows, but maybe it's a good step. A part of me feels like my new vibe is like I'm having a good time and whoever's with me.
Exactly.
It's not a bad vibe to be that way.
No.
And then the question is like, how did they make you feel? Like if you're able to continue your good vibe, that's a good thing. And if like they enhance it, hopefully, or, you know, who knows?
But it's not solely because of them.
Of course not.
Right.
And it never could be.
No. But that's so much more of what we had talked about before.
Yeah.
You showing up on dates as yourself.
Yes. I'm always like,
time.
I'm a hoot. I'm falling
You're
in love with myself on every date.
I know, but you weren't like that before.
No, I really wasn't. I was like interviewing and like looking for mistakes.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
But how much more fun is it just to be like,
it's so
all
much
right.
more fun. I know. I have to tell you what happened. So, well, we know that like... It is kind of fun. It's like a little funny.
What a chuckle.
Okay. So, well, I'll just start with Mr. Rain because we get back from Austin.
Yes.
And, you know.
Well, you had also said prior to, I think you were having a, you were trying to figure out how you felt about him because it was. because he was on Tinder, which was a rando.
It was random matching. It was random.
And you were like, is it just like physical, right, or do I like him, or right, is it easy?
Right.
Just because he's local and really available.
Yeah, and
does, like, really is whatever you want to do. Right.
Yeah.
So I think you were saying before, like, I'm glad going out of town. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Going on other dates, all that. So
yes. So I forget. So then, right before we went to Austin too. Yeah. See, here. Okay. Here's the thing, you guys. So then right before we went to Austin, like, I don't remember what night, which I was going on other dates, but, he texted me being like, hey, cause yeah. Anyhow. So then he was like, can I come over? Right. And I had a hard week that week. And so I said, like, oh, I just had like a bad day. So I'm not really like, blah, blah, blah. So then he responds kindly being like, oh, no, what happened? Do you want me to come over just to talk?
Right.
But I am a little drunk.
Yeah, which is nice for him to say, because right, had you been like, wonderful, I could use support. And then he shows up drunk.
I'd be livid.
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing, I think. When I am feeling low, I am, like, insecurity creeps in, right?
Yeah.
And I guess what's interesting about me is kind of the first thing that I get nervous about with gentlemen is I'm like, well, it's only for sex is, like, the first thing.
Well, you immediately, that's all they ever want out of you.
That's all I think. That's so. Yeah,
you do not trust them.
So I didn't even hear, I didn't read his text in a nice way, which was like, oh, do you want me to come over? But I'm a little drunk. I was like, he's just saying that so we can have sex. And I don't, just said, I don't want to see you. Like,
like, you got so upset.
I know. I'm so mean. And I'm like, it's interesting because I can see it now. But then I was like, oh,
yeah,
I was upset. And
which there was no reasoning from his previous behavior to think that. But it just, it was your,
I know,
your trust.
That's my trigger and my trust. So I was like, no, like, I'm just going to go to bed. And then again, he was nice and was like, okay, I hope you feel better. Like, sleep well. Like, if you want to hang out tomorrow, because I told him I was here one more day, like, I'd love just to see you, is like what he said.
How fucking nice is that?
Which I never responded to. It's funny because it's like,
we have to laugh at
ourselves. We do have to laugh because, again, I was like, he wants to see me for what? Sex? Like, again.
Of course. That's the only reason he'd want to see me.
I know. So I, like, put this thing up and I'm like, God, I just need to get out of this. I need to get out of this town and, like, clear my head. And so it's crazy. It's a little crazy. And I did think I was going to hear from him when I was there, even though why would I?
You did not respond.
Literally just.
Yes.
But so I got back and I was like, huh.
Interesting.
I like,
you did not hear from him.
I didn't hear from him, but I also, you know, when you get back in town and you're just like, what's happening in my life?
Yeah.
Like, what needs to,
there's always a small reevaluation of everything.
Exactly. And I was like, what happened here? Should I fix it?
Mm-hmm.
And so on Monday I was like, hey, and again, he was so nice, but I like, I have trouble, you know, accepting, hearing, because, like, he even said something that's like, I missed you, which I was like, what? But
did you not believe it?
I was just like, well, I guess I was like, you know, I guess,
like,
I,
how could you miss me?
Well, no, of course, because at that point then I was like, well, if you missed me, why didn't you text me? But see, again, I'm coming from,
yep,
from
yep,
a hostile
yep
place. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So then he was I think I was like, can you go for a walk tonight? Because I still had sex in my head.
Right. So get him out of the apartment.
So I was
we're
like,
I'm like,
it's a quick walk to the water where we'll talk. I'm like, we're all fix what's happening and talk about, like, maybe how I'm feeling or, like, what the fuck this is, which then I had to, like, take a step back and realize, like, wait.
Why am I thinking there's anything?
Or, like, wait, what am I even trying to do? What am I trying
what
to
make?
What am I trying to micromanage and do? It's just, like, that's what I do.
Right.
This is, like, what I do is, like, I like to, when there isn't a problem, be like, there's been a problem.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah, and they're like, what? And so, but what's interesting is, so I actually caught myself and got myself back into a place which was like, wait, maybe this is, I feel like you're coming from just a place of insecurity,
yeah,
where it, that was never said, and you just need to like just give yourself time. So I was like, don't see him tonight.
Smart.
Even though he had already been like, he was like, I can't tonight. Anytime. I can tomorrow night. And then I was like, okay, but I did want tonight. And he was like, okay, I can do tonight. Like,
and then you're like, never mind, I don't want tonight.
Yeah. And so I felt badly, but I also was like, I think it's going to be better if I'm in a better place. Cause yeah. I'm not in the right head place. So yeah. It was fine. And then he reached out because, I think I said like, but let me know when else. I didn't hear from him, but then he thought, whatever. So then he was like, what about Thursday? I was like, okay, Thursday, let's go out Thursday. Cause I just felt in a better place. I was like, again, just be present with him.
Yeah.
And
not second guess.
Not second guess. And
all
like,
of it. Yeah.
Also, maybe you're not even, what's funny is I don't think I'm in the place right now to be in a relationship. Like, only yeah. because I'm like making all these strides on my own right now.
Yeah.
So I want to keep doing that. And
you want to connect, but maybe not be in a relationship yet.
Yeah. I mean, when yeah. the right one comes, sure, I'm going to be ready. Sure, sure. But I don't need to force things, which is right. what I normally do.
Right.
Right.
Because well, there's an expectation of like, what is this? Are 100%. Like if this either we're continuing and right. being in a relationship
right.
or why are we
right.
even seeing each other?
So I was like, let's take that off the table, you know? And so Thursday I was feeling like way better and just really good about myself. And good. Also I was like, he was like, let's go play pool or ping pong.
Fun.
So I was like, great. I don't want it to
Activity.
Be here. Like, yeah, I want to go out. I want to like have a drink, like reconnect, whatever. But okay. So what does happen before is very, very funny. Okay.
Because
it's
I'm
like, I'm dead because this is who I am, I think, but it's fine. So, like, also, though, when I'm struggling, so when I got back and I was just, like, figuring things out, I, like, picked my face to...
Wow, that's your yeah. go-to.
It's, like, stress. My trigger. I also think they say it's, like, your body trying to tell you to go back into your body, like, to be present when you're sort of judging and above, which is exactly what I was doing and where I was.
Oh, interesting. So you start picking to, like, remind your, like, to be tactile with your body?
Yeah, my body's like, ow. So that it's like
it's
you
like
come
cutting,
back down.
But not.
Well, yeah, let's not call it that.
But I mean, in that
yeah.
essence of like making yourself feel.
I think so, because right. normally that's a telltale sign. So anyhow,
right.
the point is I had picked my face, which is fine. I was putting on makeup. But like, I don't know, 45 minutes before he was coming, I was like, okay, like, let me start putting on makeup. And then it was like, oh, I had this pimple, like,
oh,
right above my lip.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that pimple? And then it was like, you know what? I bet I could pop it and actually
yeah.
make this way better. Now, what happened after was completely funny. So I'm like, I'm going to get it. It's going to be great. And what's funny is I did get some of it, but I didn't get
oh,
all of it. And
no.
I think what happens when it's by your lip and honestly anywhere on your face is it's almost like the troops are like, bring reinforcements.
Everybody
in.
Come.
Everybody. Okay. So truly like 15, 20 minutes maybe before when I like looked in the mirror again, I noticed that my lip, half of my lip.
Stop.
Looked like it had been punched in the face.
Stop it.
It was puffy.
Like full on swollen.
Full on swollen.
Stop. Was it bleeding?
No, it was like inside the lip.
Everyone was talking. It was a party.
It was a party happening inside my lip. It looked like, I don't know what it looked like because it's like, like it literally probably looked like someone hit me in the face or
yeah.
like something happened to my lip. So I, I was like looking at myself in the mirror and I said, interesting.
What?
You've made a choice. You've made a choice. I was like, is it obvious? I was like, well, if I put lipstick on it, which didn't help.
No.
Because then I was like, wait, now you can really tell this side of my lip because the lipstick is, there's more
Stop.
Of it. So I'm trying to figure out how to cover it. And I'm like, okay. And I'm in my head. I'm like, in 45 minutes, it's going to go down.
Oh, for sure.
But I need like 45 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, solid.
So like, I look at my phone at that point. He's like, it's raining. Like, should we, I forget what he said, but, and I was like, let's wait a few minutes to see if it dies down, like to walk. Okay.
Yeah. The weather gets better. Uh-huh. Just
okay.
the weather.
And then the next thing I know,
oh no,
it is funny because I guess he did say, like, I'll pick you up, which means, like, I'm supposed to be downstairs, which I wasn't because I was, like, I was watching my lip. Anyhow, next thing I know, there's a knock on my door. Shut Not up. Even at the buzzer because he buzzed the wrong apartment. So he's at my door, and I'm like, fuck me.
Stop.
Because then he was, like...
Like, you heard the knock.
And I went, fuck.
Did your stomach... Yeah, it just dropped. Did you know it was him? Or were you... No one knocks on your door.
I assumed it was him.
Yeah, because you knew that someone was coming.
And I did look through the
And then you looked through the thing.
And then I said, you know what's really great is you're going to, it's just, you'll be moving and then you'll be like playing pool. And then you'll
you're
be,
like
you're going to be so
your head
far
the whole
from,
time.
And I'm shaking my head. He's not going to tell. And then he's like, it's really raining. We should wait a little. So he like, I'm like, sure, come in. Even though I'm
turn
like,
turn off all the lights.
Fuck me. And then it's literally, I was like, but there was a part of me that was like, call it out. And then the other part was like, don't.
Yeah.
Don't even fucking.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, I can't care. Like, this is whatever it is. So, and what's fascinating and really nice, he never said a thing.
That is nice.
He never.
I feel like I would have to point it out just so it's like, again, the elephant in the room. But if you felt more comfortable not.
Here's the thing. It's like I always would point it out.
Yeah.
But I, you know how they say, listen, I just felt like, you know what? I'm done like apologizing for things or even making excuses for like, maybe this is me. I just was like, I don't need to do that. I just don't even feel the need to do that.
I think my curiosity, if I was to see you with a
swollen lip,
I would be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Do we need medical attention? Like, did you get stung by a bee? Did you like run into the door frame?
I'm
like,
sure
I
it
think
didn't
I
look,
would be.
I don't think it looked that big.
Okay.
Like, I
it
think,
looked swollen, but not like. Terrifying.
Probably not insane, I'm hoping, but also like obviously not insane enough to.
And you didn't feel his eyes on it, because I know if I'm self-conscious, if I have a fucking cold sore, I'm like, they just glanced.
I just decided to not stress about it.
Yeah,
I did. I was like, I'm actually not gonna stress about
it. I love
it
that
because I feel like a lot of times more often than not, but it's like I would go on a date and I always had something I fixated on. So it was like, these pants, my butt, my stomach, that pimple, my hair. It was like I always fixated on
something wasn't right.
That I just was like, and I'm so in this place now where I'm like, I'm perfect, that I was literally I'm perfect for me. I am. Yeah. So it was like, I don't know if I really want to like address this thing. And if he brings it up, but anyhow, he didn't bring it up. And then we did go play ping pong and pool. And it was very fun.
I love that.
We had a really fun time. And
once I kind of love that the timing of that, because you were questioning things.
Yeah.
Your insecurities had reared their head.
Yes.
And making you question like why he would want to spend time with you. So then I feel like the lip kind of got you out of your fucking head.
And I was like, if he even wants to hang out with me with a massive side lip.
Yeah.
Which is like.
That's lovely.
It's really lovely.
That is good. Yeah. And of course, the longer the night went on, I'm sure your lip went down.
It did. It did go down, which is great because I was like, please God. And it did go, you know, down. And like we had fun playing, you know, games.
That's so good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Because I think you would also mention like the last. You've seen each other a number of times and every time it's essentially been in an apartment.
I think that was, that was something I was struggling with. Yeah. So I liked that it was out.
That's great.
I liked that it was, I guess I just got to like be, connect, I guess, outside of the apartment.
Did you have, a moment shortly after seeing him? Or maybe it was later in the night where you're like, this is not, he doesn't want to just have sex. Like that was me generating, my insecurities were coming up with that narrative.
Yeah. I mean, I actually kind of knew that before I saw him.
Okay.
It was like, I mean, I just realized, like, what proof do you have? Which is like, I don't have proof. No. And like, when I'm rereading this with a different eye, it's like, oh, it could have just been kindness. But also, it's like, he wasn't even mad about that.
Yeah.
He really wasn't. Like, he didn't even bring it up. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, oh, fine. Like, I'm just glad I got to see you this week. Like, it was like...
the nicest.
Yeah, just very nice. So then, like, we came... So we played, you know? And that was really fun. And then, you know, we came back here and hung out. And we talked. And, you know, he was sharing stories. And I was proud of myself because then... I like brought out my scrapbook and shared some some of my travel stories.
That's huge.
Yeah, because I feel like I don't do that, and I was like, "Well, I want to like share something
you never shared before."
I never shared before, and my scrapbook. I know, so it was fun, and I feel like so that was fun. And I then. Love that. Yeah, and I also think that, like, something we were talking about, I think he's shyer than I realize.
Okay.
I think I always get nervous. It's funny because it's like I like to smoke, and I also – I like to smoke, but I think I get scared when I feel like, why do we always have to blank?
Yeah, of course. Well, anything that – same could be said, like, if you always drink or whatever, it's just altering – your states.
Yeah, it freaks me out a little bit.
No, I hear that. Yeah.
Anyhow, and I think that, like, when we were talking a little more, like, I don't think I realized how shy he is and maybe how, like...
that helps him?
Yeah, like, I think he gets...
I mean, on one hand, that's... makes sense. On the other, it's like, well, let's not be dependent on him.
Totally. You know. And honestly, I did turn him into a pothead, which is what I'm doing. But like, yeah, I mean, and it's never the thing, which I also like. It's not like he comes in a certain way. Like, he'll
not ejaculates. He comes.
It's not like
he arrives sober. On your date sober.
He's always sober. And like, then I think I don't know. I think he's shyer than I think. Is what
he just has a little more difficult time.
Yeah, which I never like think about even.
Well, no, we're so wrapped up in our own.
Yeah, I'm so
bullshit.
Wrapped up in my own lips. I'm not concerned about how his are
his
doing.
Insecurities. So
then we like hung out. I was feeling like way better and just like. Telling myself to just take things as they're coming and not to stress about it and not to like tell stories that aren't happening.
Right. Create problems that aren't there.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
Right. So we had a really fun night. I was like in a really fun, goofy mood. And even at one point I was like, sorry about last week. And he was like, you have nothing to apologize for. And
shut
I was like,
up.
I kind of feel like I do. But I said, okay. I mean, I was like, you're right.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, it was just like so
easy.
Really easy.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like I can't make mistakes, which I'm sure isn't true.
Is that a good thing or something that could be
a bad thing?
Yeah. Not necessarily bad. I hate saying that. But like.
Well, at some point, obviously, I mean, again, I don't even know if this is. That's not what I'm looking for right now. But I'm saying if it were down the line, I'd be like, if I do something, you need to tell me.
Please.
You know.
Yeah.
But that's not where we're at. And I'm like, he's right. I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, I just could have communicated better. But also, like, I had to do whatever I had to do last week. So
no, of course.
That's what that was. But
no.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
So we change that narrative.
We changed that
narrative.
We said,
hey, this is invalid.
Yeah.
You're enjoying your time with him.
Right.
But also, like, whatever. We'll see, you know.
Yeah.
See him when you see him and
no
just
stress.
Going with it as it is. You don't have to title it. You don't
exactly.
have to, like, decide
I don't have to,
future.
Like, look at it as, I guess that fear that creeps back in, which is like they only want sex, which is like, again, I don't understand why I'm doing that when I'm also benefiting.
I know.
And I'm like, yes, but it's this weird thing in my head.
Well, it's the unlearning.
Yeah, it's the unlearning.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not, you don't make a decision and it's gone forever.
No.
Of course, it's going to be heightened again.
Right.
When you start to be insecure. I fully,
yeah,
fully
everybody.
Get that.
So,
yeah.
We ate in front of each other for the first time, which was, I thought.
That's big.
And again, this is something
That's
else.
That's big
that
for you.
It's big for me. I also think that some of the reasons that I've been like, what's happening, I think could be financial.
Okay.
Is what I took away. Totally justified. And so I'm trying to look at it like, oh.
Maybe you're not going out. He's not courting you and a typical taking out to dinner, et cetera, because the funds aren't there.
I think that could be part of it.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But I can tell it's a stress, I think, is what it is, which I understand to a T.
If anyone gets it.
So it was like I paid for pool.
Okay.
You know, as like a way to
alleviate that stress.
Yeah.
Did you all get drinks?
Yeah, he got drinks and got like ping pong or whatever. But
so you all essentially split the night.
Yeah. Or if anything, it was just like I could tell that I just could tell. Yeah.
Okay.
He was stressed about it.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't know. I'm trying to read between things when I don't know what's happening.
I know.
And also like.
Well, it's one thing to, you know, we can certainly add.
Yeah.
Information that's not true.
Yeah.
But also if you sense a bit of tension around a topic.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
Yeah.
It's safe to go with that assumption that it's not a comfortable.
Yeah. Right.
Like. Obviously, especially with money, that's an easy read.
It's
either it's like,
read.
Let me flaunt how much I have, or like, we're all good, or I'm freaked out about how much this night is going to be.
Or like, where it's like, ruh-roh.
Yeah.
But something I highly recommend is doing a thumb war.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Did you all do that at the location?
No, we did that here, but I thought it was really fun.
I don't hate it.
It was fun.
Did you use your nails to help your
I did
war?
Win.
Well, of course.
I won both times, but he also said I was cheating, which... But the only one
how
you have
you
to...
cheat?
You know how you pulled someone's thumb and you go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? Like,
oh,
you go, you have to count really quickly. Like, so quickly. You can't count slow. And anyone who does is just showing off.
Fool.
So that's not how you play. But it was, like, really playful. Like, I
that
felt really playful. Like, I was like, thumb war? Who am I? I was the one who was like, thumb war. Like, I don't even know where it came from. But I was like, wow, I'm, like, I feel
that
goofy,
is.
You know?
Yeah.
But I also feel like he'll never say no.
Yeah.
Also, anyone who says no to a thumb war.
No, that's stupid.
Just
I don't like
fun?
Them get away.
Yeah.
No, that's true. But I feel like anything you suggest, period.
Right. I do feel like he is supportive or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. Because, again, it's like I don't know what I'm even looking for. I don't know what I'm doing really pretty much at all. But
well, the good thing is that you're more in tune with yourself than ever.
Yeah.
And I think you're doing what feels right at whatever time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're not making a decision on who this guy is to you in the future. It's just like, okay, you'll see him again if you want to.
Because that's the thing. It's like I go back into interviewer mode or something where I'm like, wait a second. Or I just start like, I'm trying just not to do that.
Yeah.
It's not going great. But, well, it is.
No, I think it's going very well. I think the difference, it's just a weird timing because you kind of stopped dating.
Yeah.
And went on doing the field thing and working on the physical side of things. And
now
you're getting back to being
to
more connected.
Right.
But that is a weird, like, area for you because you're trying to just navigate it. It's new.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's all good because, again, you're more in tune than you've ever been before. Right. So you trust yourself more than ever.
Yeah.
And I love that you realize, I think that's the other thing, right? Is that the unlearning doesn't happen quickly.
No.
But it's a matter of how quickly we identify.
Right.
And do our best to move that aside or right. to say, wait, this is unjustified. Like, this is just coming out of nowhere.
Especially, I mean, for me, especially when, like, obviously always it could be from something else in your life, right?
Yeah.
So it could be a financial setback. It could be a family setback, whatever. Something that way, how that will then affect
everything
else. And the way I look at other conversations yeah. and other things, like, there, what is that quote? It's about, like, business problems. Like, there aren't business problems. There's just personal problems that get into your business. Or, like, something about...
Right.
You yes. know, and that's kind of, like,
yeah.
I think true for me in the sense of when something starts to feel out of control or in one area, it's like I try to fix other areas or to
right.
change other areas or get control in other mm-hmm, areas. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, like, I can't really do that.
Yeah.
So,
well, also it's out of desperation, right?
Yeah.
To, like, get control on something.
Right.
And so it's not necessarily clear headed or the right
no.
choice. It's just like trying to over control something.
Something. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you were trying to create that problem so that you could fix it or
100%.
You know, like, with him, which it wasn't necessary, but.
Yeah. Or I was in a sad place the week before. So I read those messages with, like, with not a good worth of myself.
Yeah.
Because that he didn't say.
You are nothing but
or yeah, I just
a vagina.
Want, yeah. Absolutely. No one said that. Yeah, but, you know,
yeah.
that's, I guess, how I felt. So I think, like, identifying that.
For sure.
So
I'm impressed with the speed at which you identified that.
That's true, because that could have taken, I mean, I don't even know.
It could have taken days.
Yeah, days, months, who knows how long before. And, you
but
know,
I'm
before
impressed.
That, I had gone on another date with a guy who... like, I actually thought it was a good date.
Yeah.
But it turns out it wasn't because I never heard from him.
Great.
Which is fine. But the great part.
Look at that reaction.
That's different.
The reaction is different.
It was totally different. And you know what else I thought when I was like, something might be going on with him. Like, I literally didn't.
The fact that was even your, like, close to first
thought. It had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Which normally it always did, is I was like, well, I don't know what's going on in his life. And honestly, like,
okay.
I don't know how he feels. Like, well,
yeah.
But for me, on to the next,
yeah.
no problem. But it, yeah, so that was like a really great moment for me where I realized, like, wow, remember before when you would literally spiral
right.
out of your mind?
Absolutely. Question everything.
Yeah. Question.
And like, if he doesn't reach out, then I will never... love.
Right.
Just,
yeah, it
so
just like didn't even
all of it
didn't even
down.
Affect me at all.
Yeah,
so that's really
I
good.
Love that.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's an excellent judge of how we're doing is how
yeah.
we respond to things.
Totally.
Like, that is, and how quickly it takes to process things or whatever.
Yeah, to realize other things are happening. So
that's exciting.
It is exciting.
Do you feel, you said that maybe you don't want a relationship right now, but do you feel like you want to date right now? Or are you, you've got so many things going on.
Yeah.
For yourself.
Right.
Like, doing activities that you like to do. You're
yes.
spending time in the way that you want to
right.
spend time, not in a specific goal to find someone to date.
No, I think that's, yeah, I'm doing a lot right now and happy and sufficient right now just on my own.
Yeah.
So I still, like, I'm still going to date. I think I want to date with purpose. Like,
yeah.
I want to go on dates with people that I feel like, oh, I want to go on a date with this person.
Right.
And I think, like, obviously, like, sex, having a good sex life is important to me
yeah.
and makes me feel good. So I want that to be incorporated in the new life that I'm working on.
Absolutely.
But not worrying about necessarily, like, having to be in a perfect relationship to have that happen.
No.
I can figure that out whenever I want. So, I mean, yeah, I think that like in the past I've either done a lot of dating then gotten tired, you know? Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I want to just be living and dating and seeing how.
Right. There's not a time frame. There's not an end goal.
No. And I think I do want to date with purpose now. Like, I think that, you know,
I think you were dating with purpose before, but I think with different, a different lens.
Yeah. I think. Right.
I think before it was like, you'll go on all the dates. I was dating out of
desperate. I think that was desperate. Right. So I don't think that was purpose.
Like, okay, purposeful. I hear you. I hear you.
I think it was like, yeah, I guess I'll go. I was just dating. So
like
now.
Like, I have to go because you never know.
Right. So I think it's a different like way that I'm looking at it and the amount of time that, however much time I want to put into it. But, you know, I've got so many wonderful things going on in my life that.
Excuse me.
That. If someone fits in, I don't know. I'm not worried about it.
Good.
And I don't want to.
Good.
Yeah.
No pressure.
I won't.
Stop with the pressure. Okay.
Please relax. But yeah, I think.
I love it.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. I think.
It's good.
It's really, really
please
good.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the most exciting thing is that you're painting your apartment.
I know.
You're decorating. You're doing a refresh, which is lovely.
Well, it's just really crazy because I think that like as I've been expressing myself more in my fashion, I'm realizing like how much I love that.
Yeah.
Like how much I love it.
And just surrounding yourself with things that you enjoy.
Why would I not?
Why would you not? What a fool.
What a fool. So yeah, I'm like just reinventing myself, my home, you know.
Yeah.
And you're here painting.
Well, you know, I love to.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it's really cool. It's really cool.
And listen, all I've done is put up wallpaper this last year. So I get it.
Yeah. And your kitchen and your bathroom.
My bathroom behind my bed.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Of course I remember.
I do love it. I need to finish the bathroom because I ran out.
Oh, that's what, did you order?
I have the roll. I just simply have to do it.
Okay,
I haven't had the energy this last week, but.
So pretty.
That's the joy of it. It's my home. So, you know, it can be undone for another week.
That is also what I'm working on is like, you know.
Do it in stages and like step by step.
Yes. Normally I'm a big rusher because like I don't like to live in, you know, chaos or progress, right?
Progress. Yeah.
But that's what it is. I'm living in progress. And even right now, it's like I'm proud of just how it feels different.
Yeah.
You know?
So maybe you'll see Mr. Rain again this week, maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll see Mr. 610, but I also had gotten back on, you know, I did my typical thing.
Yeah.
I did my very typical thing where I was on, I was matching, I initiated conversations, I replied to people, and then I disappeared.
Yeah. But a lot of people do that.
A lot of people do. So
how long has it been?
A week. I mean, okay. I haven't
so that's fine.
Been on in
back.
A week or so. So, and I was both on Hinge and Field. So
yeah.
One guy that I talked to before my beach trip, he was like, yeah, let me know when you're back in town. And so then, of course, I didn't reach out until after Austin. And then he was like, now I'm headed out of town. I was like, great. So,
and that's very true with summer dating, which is almost psychotic to even attempt.
I know. It's just like, okay, tell me when you're available and when you're not.
Truly. And that's why it is stupid to date in summer, but it can be fun. But the point is like, it's hard
inevitable.
With scheduling.
It's inevitable that scheduling
it's
is
inevitable.
Gonna be extra difficult.
There's someone else that I was actually.
Like the holidays. Too.
Yeah. That I was texting who we were. I hate when you switch to text without a purpose. That's me thing.
Well, but it should be to schedule.
Right. So, right. But it wasn't. And
that was very, it wasn't.
It was his. I mean, it was he was smart. He was like, I want to see a picture of Winnie. And we were on Hinge where you can't send a picture. And I said, well, if you do want a picture of Winnie, I will send you that. But so then
too.
It was like, wait, what am I doing? Anyhow. And then he was going out of town. He was like, sorry, I'm going out of town when I get back, which I love. It's like we don't need to.
No,
text.
I like that. I don't want to. I simply cannot text. You know that. I cannot text unless it's a brief hello, hello.
Yeah.
And then we're scheduling.
But I was the one who, because I was like, this is just going to fall on the wayside. And I just like, I don't want to be I was texting about Danny DeVito, which I'm always happy to have that conversation.
But of course.
But I am like, I don't want to be your texting buddy. So I was like, we should meet for drinks. And, yeah. And then he's like, I'm going out of town. I'll text you when I get back. But I'm like, okay. Perfect. It's just like taking the control of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
No, you have to do that.
I know. I just got to get back to it. You know.
It'll happen when it's like.
I know. I go
and even
waves.
Sometimes,
we
like
know that.
Right now, there's not that many. I mean, we were out of town. So it's like, who are we messaging?
Oh, well, I wasn't messaging anyone.
That's what I mean.
I was out of town. And then, yes, it's been a week. But also, a week flies by.
And you got to adjust.
You got to adjust.
You know, or change your living space. It's up to you.
Yeah. I started freaking out a little bit because of my lack of anything on the calendar.
Yeah.
After June and July, it was like, oh, we've got this, this is it. Like, I started to stress about how busy. And then now I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? We can fill it with shit. But
that's the thing.
It will fill up.
It will fill
but
up.
But just like look, you know, again, it's that quick reevaluation after any trip. When you get home, you're like, all right, what do I need to be like? Yeah. What's next? What am I working towards? Yeah. What should I be doing? And then I'm like, wait a minute. There's
yeah.
nothing. But anyhow, that's the nature of the gig business too.
Very much. Very much so. I know.
Fun times.
It is fun.
But it's all good. You've got a project. I'm thrilled to witness and help in any way.
It's a massive project and it's very cool and special.
You're painting like colorful shapes and things on your wall.
It's geometric. It's very cool. And I'm getting to pick out art. It's just really crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is a really big step for some reason that I like hadn't been able to take. So, and didn't even realize I hadn't.
Wasn't something that you needed to do. Yeah.
I'm just excited to like express myself in my home.
More and more.
And more and more.
And more and more. Please know that.
So yeah, it's exciting.
Watch out.
I'll be excited to show everyone when it's done.
Yeah.
You know.
Photos.
Photos will be.
But even in progress, because you're not going to, like even before you get all the prints and everything that you want up, right?
Yeah.
I say pictures even without prints at all.
Yeah.
Just to see the beauty of the painting.
That's true.
But that is coming from one of the people helping you paint. But then, you know, and then when you add, how much more fun it'll be.
No, it's going to be so fun. You guys, it's like stunning.
Stunning. All right. A busy week ahead.
Yeah.
Making painting things.
Yeah.
I can't wait to just see what happens in the week to come.
Honestly,
I'm trying to be optimistic about unknown futures.
I think it is.
It's justified.
It's optimistic. It's like anything that comes in, you can choose. And I think that we forget having downtime is a nice thing.
It is a nice thing.
It really is a nice thing.
It's an extra nice thing when you know you have a certain amount of downtime before your next thing.
Well, that's the dream.
That's a dream.
But even like
idle hands... What is that? Idle hand, something with the devil's something something. Everyone's screaming it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
you know.
That was a cohesive thought
and I love
that I had and I wanted to share it. All right.
Oh boy.
The question remains.
Yeah.
Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But maybe it's in our homes.
It's in our homes.